Welcome. Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is 100% with I Am Blessed, EYEAMBLESS, with your host Tanya Jackson. Today we have in the studio Mr. Maurice, aka First, for people who don't know you. Hey, oh, Mr. Maurice.
Oh, she went to government. Oh. Oh, I like that. I ain't mad at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I went with the government. So let's introduce yourself for the callers out there that don't know you. Give us a little bit of your, you know, background for the listeners out there. And we're going to talk about faith.
Yo, look. Can we have my man Michael B go first? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let my big brother go first, you know what I'm saying? For real.
You're going to pass the torch, huh?
Yeah.
Right. That's fine. I love it. All right.
Right.
You have the floor, Mr. Bellart.
Right. Okay, we'll see it. Well, thank you so much, Maurice. I appreciate it. Hello, world. This is Michael D. Ballard. I am honored to be on this lovely talk show today. Thank you for having me. I am from Chicago, born and raised. I am a writer, producer, director. I'm also a pastor. So this is an awesome platform to be on to talk about faith. Most times when people say, "Are you a, when I tell them I'm a pastor, the first thing they ask, "Well, where your church at?"
No, that's right.
I tell people, God didn't give me a brick and mortar building. He has given me the whole earth to pastor. So I use arts and entertainment with an emphasis on relationship building as my ministry. And so I preach and minister through those streams. So, you know, I've been doing this for about 14 years now, even though I look really good to be this old.
Yes, sir.
I'm excited to be able to touch the masses through unique methods, bringing the word and life and presenting it to people in a way that they can feel it and that they can grow and understand it. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yes, yes, I love it.
I should have went first. I don't know how to come behind that. That's like come behind a Beyonce show. Like my name is Maurice Montre-Tonia, but everybody knows me as First for the last 35 years. I am a manager, executive producer, director, I'm the youth pastor for Olive Branch Baptist Church under my pastor, Reverend Michael L. Williams. Some folks call me the new black godfather because I like, just like him, I like to help people. I like to bring this person and just help, you know. So, you know, me and my man Mike, we've known each other a long time. You know, I know people like how we connected, but that's my brother. I love him, and you know, when I got the invite to be on your show, T, I had to just get, you know, I reached out to a couple of brothers that I love, and I know they just been grinding, and you know, when God elevates you, and you just want to help elevate somebody else, and you know. I hit Mike, and he was like, yeah, what time? So I love it, you know, and I love that brother for doing
yes,
that.
Yes, people don't realize that we are, as Christians, in the blessing business.
That's
so when I reached out to you, you was like, okay, well, you know, you got five times on you. For all the people out there, I am a five-time cancer survivor.
That's
as recent as August 2018. I have been the healthiest I've been this whole year, and I am relaunching these blessings. So we want to talk about faith. You know, where is your faith when you flat on your back? You know, where is your faith?
Wow.
And how do you get, you know, how would you deal with that, Mr. Ballard?
Wow. Well, thanks again, too, first, for sharing this platform with me, man, because that's faith right there. That's faith to believe that somebody can shine with you without fear of being overshadowed. It takes faith.
Yes, sir.
It takes faith to extend yourself. And we're in a world now where it's scary to extend yourself to other people because of the manipulation and the narcissism and the things that people do. When you step out and share a platform knowing that God is in control and in charge, that's faith. And that's faith to relaunch your station, you know. In spite of the five times, it's like, you know, you could have gave up on one, two, three. I know some people that gave up on one and two, but you push it through. On
five.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So you definitely know the struggle. You know what I've had to endure, and I am always running my race, as I stated. And I also have on the line my godson, Lizay, and he wants to share his news with everybody.
Okay.
Cancer.
You're live.
My name is Lizay. Hey, how's everybody doing?
How you doing, brother?
All right, brother.
All right. Michael, I just got to say this real quick. congratulations, brother. I saw the post about the what was that? What's the movie? Man, beautiful thing, beautiful thing. First,
thank you.
I want to tell y'all both this. I'm just excited to be online with Black Excellence, period.
Mm.
And that right there means a lot to me. You know what I mean? And it's not a lot of us out here, like you said, that would extend, you know, that would extend themselves in that way. That right there takes a lot. Because you don't know what people are about.
Because let me tell you something. And I'm going to just break down my story, and then it kind of makes sense. All right. I used to manage Juicedora for like 7.5-8 years. She played in White mm-hmm. Chick, Step Up. TLC. Yeah. So anyway, a couple years back, how I met her was I met her in Hampton Roads at a club. Befriended her. She went back to L.A. So I just used to send her dresses. I paid for the dresses, designer dresses. I couldn't even afford the dresses at the time, but I was like, yo, let me not even want anything. So after a year of friendship, she was like, hey, what you doing first? I was like, I'm just chilling. She was like, hey, my sister, me, we had a falling out. You want to start managing me? I was like, I don't know nothing about Hollywood. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I don't know nothing about it. I know music, but I don't know Hollywood. She said, nah. She said, the Lord just spoke to me and said, yo, you the one. She was like, I'll show you. So ever since that day, all them years ago, I was like, you know, how God had just put somebody in your life. So I believe, like even, and Mike could tell you how we are, this is how we are. Because he would have did the same thing for me. You know, how many brothers you know has a hit film that's about to be a hit film that came out yesterday that it just picked up the phone? Normally cats, they be like, and like I said, we're not talking about no ring. We're talking about he worked for Master P and Romeo.
Yeah.
Talking about him, yo, let's do this first, you know what I'm saying? Like that. But that's how we got to change it. One brother by one brother, one sister by one sister. We keep doing this, you know what I'm saying? Somebody else to hear and help somebody else. That's what, because I tell anybody, before I leave this earth, I want my, you know, Mike, he was on the phone with me the other day, and he was like, first, he was like, well, people don't, man, you got to tell him, Mike, but he was like, memories. That's all you're going to have, you know what I'm saying, when you leave this earth. It's your memories when you go to heaven.
What is your legacy?
And also,
what is your legacy?
Legacy? What are people going to say? What are people going? I want people to say more than say, "Yo, rest in heaven first" on my Facebook page. I want them to say like, "Yo, this brother tried to help me write a book. He did this. He poured into me." If they do that, because my kids is going to see that. They going when I'm dead, they going to go to my Facebook page every day or maybe once a week or whatever, and they're going to see what people writing about their father. That's what
exactly.
I want. Yes.
If the money comes, exactly. If a couple bags come, it's all good. But I take that. I take that over anything.
Like you stated, you always got to have faith.
Exactly.
And plant those seeds.
It's crazy how a lot of people don't understand that.
Right. Zay, share a little bit of your testimony so the listeners out there can hear your testimony.
Like, to speak on legacy, like, it's a perfect thing to speak about faith and legacy, especially with what I've endured. I'm a first-time cancer survivor. I had an extreme, rare, and dangerous form of cancer. I dealt with for about 12 years. It's crazy. Like, people still like, yo, how, what, wait a minute. When I tell them about exactly what it was, because it was a rare form of cancer that was attacking my heart, my blood system, and my liver all at the same time, very slowly over time. So I had flare-ups. And my flare-ups weren't like, you know, oh, I got a bad cough or I got an itch on my back or something. It was like I get cut, like, any given moment, one of these flare-ups that happen, like, that's how one of my friends found out that I had cancer, and that's the reason why I'm cancer-free today, is because of one of my friends finding out about me. We were out to lunch one day, and it was crazy. Like, I just pulled in and called an Uber, went to go see him. We had lunch. We was getting up to go, and I scraped my arm up against this planter, and it cut me. And normally, you know, when a person get cut, they bleed red. My blood was coming out black, like oil, like crude oil. And it was crazy because, like, he was like, yo, what's going on? Like, do you rub against some oil or something? I was like, no, I scraped this plant. I got a cut. And he was like, no, that ain't normal. And when I explained everything to him, he was like, okay, I got you. And it's funny how me and him met to begin with, because we met when I was in college. And we were introduced into this group where our class, like my class, was doing this group project where you separated in groups and you had to figure out a cure for a specific type of disease. Well, the disease that we got was cancers and viruses. And we also had to do this with other groups from other colleges. And my friend was going to Johns Hopkins at the time. I'm over at University of Washington. And we linked up, stayed in touch. And that day when he found out, he had just got into his residency program, everything. And he took the time out to do the research, put in the footwork. He tried to get funding for it. And craziest thing happened, he had two friends of his from out of the country help him with my disease or with my cancer. And they couldn't get funding for it either. So when I tell you God works in mysterious ways and you never know what he's going to do, but it's always a blessing, this is what that is.
It's set up for a testimony.
Exactly. Like, this is what faith is.
How awesome is that?
When you put your faith in somebody that tells you, look, I got you. I'm going to do everything in my power to help you out, to get you back normal or at least get you close to it or at least get you comfortable. And I put all my faith into that. I truly did.
Amen.
And
what an awesome testimony.
Is him and his friends put up the money themselves to start the clinical trials.
Whoa.
So cancer free. That's an awesome testimony.
The clinical trials are based off of Dr. Sabi's findings. And I went through their clinical trials, and it worked. It got me cancer free. Like, I mean, when my boy called me and told me, he was like, "Man, you ain't gonna never believe this." I was like, "What's up?" And this was earlier this year. He was like, "You cancer free, bro. You got nothing. There's nothing to worry about."
Amen.
I was like, "Are you serious?" Like,
Whoa.
That is awesome. What an awesome testimony. I am so happy for you. Like First had stated, I did 5. First, imagine doing 12. Mr. Biller, imagine doing 12. You know, where is your faith?
You know,
thank you for sharing your testimony.
Well, you know, you guys are walking miracles and examples of what miracles look like. I think we live in a world where people don't believe in miracles. Because what they'll do is they'll pick apart your story and try to find logic in it. Because we live in a world, in the Hollywood world, where they're looking for flashing lights and angel wings to fly down and touch you, and an explosion happens, And even if they did that, they still would say that's fake. So what I teach and about the glory and power of God is personal. And you are living proof that God is real to a place where can't nobody tell you he ain't. And see the relationship that we need to teach.
Yes, it's about relationship. It's about, you know, I know definitely with my walk being tested 5 times, oh my goodness, and I just thank God. I thank God that I have a great support system. You know, I went from this outgoing person a year and three months I walked the earth. And they was like, you know, you have a brain disease. On top of that, you have brain tumors. I was like, what?
Wow.
A year and 3 months, I walked the earth. And I know your faith has to be strong. I went, like, totally shut down from this vibrant, outgoing woman to making texts. I done closed deals, never talked to the person, just. They sent me a text, I sent them an email, and they texted me back, and that was it. Never talked to them because I couldn't talk. It hurt to talk. It hurt to walk. It hurt to bathe. I mean, my head was in crippling pain. So you definitely, as you get these tests of faith, I've learned a long time ago, you have to have relationships. You have to have that faith wall. Because I want to live. So I'm going to do chemo, radiation, whatever I have to do. But to have to go through it 5 times. Brain, right, left breast, ovarian, and cervical.
Whoa. Look at God. And see people hear your story. Right.
I'm sorry, I don't want y'all to think I was ghost. I'm at a restaurant, so I had it on mute, but I'm listening.
Oh no.
Okay,
no.
Yes.
No.
We appreciate it. Go ahead,
right,
Mr.
Yeah.
Baylor. You were talking.
Yeah, I was saying now PC people can hear y'all story and say, well, if you serve God, why would he let that happen to you? But see, what they don't understand is that they looking at the wrong side of the coin. Instead of saying, if you serve God, why would he let that happen to you? They should say, because I serve God, I was able to get through what happened to me.
Yes, they not strong enough. They can't deal with it. Mm-mm.
They can't.
Only I can deal with it. That's why it's my test.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about.
To show you that there is a God, the great I am.
That's right.
And that's why I always say I am blessed. EYEAMBLESS. And the reason why I say I am blessed, because I know there is a God. I know him for myself. So when you get a test and you know, how do you deal with it? Where is your faith? So that's why we're talking about this evening, your faith. What is your faith level? You know, you don't necessarily have to be a Christian. You know, you don't necessarily have to be a Christian. You don't necessarily have to go to church. Can I chime in and ask
the listeners that's listening on this, and Mike, I think you can help me co-sign on this. Why is it that non-believers have more faith than believers? And what I'm saying is, and the reason why I'm throwing that out because I know a lot of non-believers, they go out and start a business, they'll go out and try to buy the house or, you know, whatever they're trying to do. But we always want to, we the Christians, we a lot of times, and I'm not saying all of us, but a lot of folks, they'll be the same ones. Well, I don't know if I can do start this business, Lord. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know. Lord, I don't know if you're going to heal me. Did you get what I'm saying, Mike?
Oh, yeah. I believe I know why. It's because the way religion has been taught, we taught religion without relationship. Mm. And we have made God to be a genie in a bottle. And we think that if you go and you rub the Bible, Jesus pops out and grants wishes.
Wow.
And we don't understand the concept. The Bible says that the children of this world is wiser than the children of the kingdom, right? And the reason is because we are dependent on God to do everything, but we don't put in the works. You know, they say faith without works is dead. And they don't want to do the works, and they don't understand travail and long-suffering. So they think because, like these two testimonies, these two walking miracles had to go through, there was some long-suffering that they had to go through. And people think because there was long-suffering that God is not with them. So they tap out, and they don't have the endurance. They don't have the endurance to push through the long-suffering. And they think long-suffering means that faith is being tested, that God means must not be real, because if God was real, why would this be happening to us? But see, God and Jesus himself endured some of the most agonizing pain that anybody could ever go through on that cross in Calvary.
That's right.
You know, have Job. We have Jonah, who was in that belly, who literally died in there. So we are time and time again of people going through tremendous travail and making it through as a testimony to say death has no power. It has no power. It only has the power that we give them. If you even look at the way Jesus didn't die. Jesus didn't die on the cross. He gave up the ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Which means death didn't take him. He left. And when we learn to walk under that authority, death can't take you.
That's right.
And that's exactly what y'all went through. Y'all told death, you don't have power over me. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what medical science say. Death has no power, and that's the faith that y'all walked in. You walked in the faith of life.
Go ahead first.
I got to say this. For the folks that's listening, now, mind you, the young man that's talking, Michael Ballard, is the writer of I Got the Hookup Too. So for those that don't think, how do I want to say it first?
Well, you got about 20 seconds.
And I got to say this because a lot of times, we get tested. You know, and Mike, you know what I mean? Because we have, every time we jump on the phone, we have this conversation where people think we're not men of God, we don't love God. Like, you would never think a pastor would be the writer of I Got the Hookup Part 2 of Master P. They would question that, not knowing that how God is using this man of God.
Yes,
so I just want the listeners to understand. I just need the listeners to understand that what we do, we're men of God. We love God. God's using us.
Yeah.
Just like I told Mike the other day, and I love how he put this in the movie. When y'all see the young man tell Master P, won't he do it? Yes.
First, I hate to cut you off, but we are definitely going to have a part two. Because our time is about to end.
Oh, man.
So,
man, they need to give you an hour, man.
I know.
I got the hookup part two is in stores now.
Yes, now. Go now.
Go now. Let's make this movie number one
for
my big homie.
I want to thank y'all for being on. and y'all enjoy the rest of your day. And this is 100 with I Am Blessed. Have a good
love
night.
You, Mike.
Love y'all. Thank you.